Today we have finished the decorating of the sanctuary. Many of you have already decorated at home, and others will be doing so. It is a busy season with lots to do, places to go, people to gather with, details to tend to, parties to attend, shopping to take care of, lists to make. And for many, even amidst the joy of the season, the busyness and all the details can leave us a little bit stressed out. Somehow by the end of December, it's not uncommon for me to hear people say, "We made it through another one." Add to that the fact that life is always difficult. There are a lot of things going on in the world. And for many, the holiday seasons become a reminder of loved ones lost, of struggles that we're currently facing. For many, even amidst the songs of joy and love and grace, many struggle through this season between the busyness and other emotions. And in so many ways, the message of Advent is a message we need to hear in a world like ours and amidst the pressures we face day by day. In Advent, we're invited to remember that God has sent His Son, and we prepare again to come and worship at the manger. But Advent also reminds us that God isn't finished and that we can live with hope. One of the familiar passages we come to and read during this season is the one read earlier from Isaiah 40. It comes at a transition point in the book of Isaiah. In the first 39 chapters of Isaiah, the people of Israel have been living unfaithfully. They've messed up. God is frustrated, and God is announcing that judgment is coming. But with chapter 40, some time has passed. The people of Israel and Judah have been defeated. They've been taken into exile. They've lost hope. They've struggled. And with chapter 40, these who have been punished are beginning to hear that God's not finished. To a people discouraged, to a people wondering what might happen next, to a people worried about the world they're living in, Isaiah speaks a word of comfort. "Comfort my people," God wants Isaiah to say. "Comfort. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and to proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed." These words are appropriate for Advent, for they remind us that this is a season that tells us that even in the midst of the struggles of life, we live with hope. God is still working, and what God's going to do is captured in the words of Isaiah that are later picked up and highlighted in the New Testament passages talking about John the Baptist. Much has changed since the days of Isaiah. But Isaiah still reminds us of the kind of work God comes to do in the world. We're reminded that in the coming of Christ, every mountain and hill will be made low, the rough ground will become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. As Christians, we believe we've seen the presence of Christ in the Christ child. But in Advent, we're reminded that the one who came to walk in human flesh has promised that God is coming again, that God is still at work, that through Jesus, the kingdom of God is present in our midst, and we're invited to live in the kingdom and to be part of what God is still doing in the world. This vision can and should give shape to our experience of Advent. As we're busy preparing in so many ways, for some it's Christmas cards and wrapping of presents, gatherings and food and so many things, amidst all the details on our to-do lists, Advent reminds us to hear the message that God has come And God is still in the business of leveling the mountains, filling the valleys. It's a picture of transformation that God can bring in our lives, and it's a picture of the kind of transformation God wants to do through us as the church. And we're called, amidst everything else on our lists, to make sure we're setting aside time each day to focus on the message that God has come and is coming still. And we are preparing the way for that next coming. That we, as citizens of the kingdom, are called to live in such a way that God's love continues to spread. And so during this season, we're called to make space in the midst of our busyness to focus our hearts and minds on the message of the gospel. To remember that we are loved by God enough that God sent His only Son. And that as recipients of grace, we're invited to prepare the way for what God will continue to do in our world. God wants to continue to bring transformation and change. And so let me ask you, amidst the things you want to get done this month, to think about what you will do, can do, are called to do that help you draw closer to our Lord, our God, and to let others see the love of God in us. I invite you to prayerfully consider what preparations you can make that will help God's work of transformation take place in the world. I encourage you to give generously. Certainly as a church, we need giving to the budget this season. We can give to missions offerings. We can give to angel trees in a variety of ways. Out of our abundance, we're called to give generously. But not only are we to give of our finances, we're to give of ourselves. And so I ask you to prayerfully each day ask God to show you opportunities for how you can show God's love to others. Let us commit ourselves to being a people that give hope by caring for people who are hurting. Let us be a people who will make time to give love by visiting, spending time with those who are lonely, by picking up those who have fallen, by caring for those who are in need. Think about how you can prepare the way for the coming of the Christ child by offering joy, by sharing life with those who are struggling. Prayerfully consider how you might offer peace to those who are really feeling like life is caving in. And perhaps in very practical ways, understand that ours is a God of transformation and use this season to make a conscious commitment to seek reconciliation where there are broken relationships, to offer forgiveness to those who have hurt you, to ask for grace and forgiveness from those you have hurt, to seek reconciliation. What are the ways you can be part this season of preparing the way for the coming of Christ? What are the ways that you can be part of the hope that God wants to bring into this world? Will we live in such a way that when Christ is born and we celebrate the Christ child, we can feel fully comfortable kneeling at the manger knowing we have been part of God's work of transformation? The story was told of when Dwight Eisenhower was president and made a visit to Denver, Colorado. His attention was drawn to a letter in the local paper the weekend he was in town, and it was from a six-year-old who was dying of cancer, who wrote to the paper saying, "I really would love to meet the president before I die." His aides brought it to his attention, and on, on that weekend morning, his limousine pulled up in front of the house. He went and knocked on the door. The father, Donald Haley, opened the door wearing normal weekend morning gear, faded jeans, an old work shirt, unshaved, and was stunned to see the President of the United States standing at his door. The President said, Donald, I understand your son wants to see me. See him. The boy was overwhelmed, and President Eisenhower took him out into the limousine, showed him all the gizmos and gadgets, and visited with him for a while, and it was the talk of the neighborhood for weeks to come. The little boy was so excited, and the father had mixed feelings. For when asked how he enjoyed the visit from the president, he said, "What a way to meet the President of the United States. If I had known he was coming, I would have showered, shaved, and had on some decent clothes." Every day our God comes to us. How are we preparing the way? How will we prepare the way so that others experience the good news of a Christ child this season? Will you pray with me? For your grace, we give thanks, God. Show us how we can be useful in the building and spreading of your kingdom. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our hymn of response is another familiar carol. We invite you to stand, to sing, to reflect prayerfully on how God might be calling you to prepare the way for the Christ child this season. I will be at the front. If you want to talk and pray with me about following Jesus as a Christian or joining the church or renewing your commitment in some way, I'll be happy to talk and pray with you as we stand and sing hymn number 126. Will you stand?